Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But with that said, none of them are the favorites to win. So what's keeping these three teams from potentially becoming champions? We could go back and forth team by team, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Houston Texans. If you could add one thing, what's the missing piece? What would you add or clean up or change that would take the Texans from where they are currently to then being able to take that step to actually winning a Super Bowl in 2025?
I mean, we're probably going to say the same thing, but, you know, we talk about it all the time. If I could just have a magic pill that would automatically fix that offensive line and just make it immaculate, that's what it is for me right now. I think that's the key for the Texans to even get close to making it to the Super Bowl, hell, to the conference championship. Get that offensive line together. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we know there's some other things that are going to go into that. We got to see what Nick Caley's going to do as offensive coordinator, and if, you know, get C.J. Stroud back on, I guess, the path we saw him after his rookie year, right? Get him back on that path.
Yeah.
You know, for most people will say that. So, but for me, I'm going offensive line. If there was just something magic, like I snap my fingers and get that offensive line on track, I think that's what it is.
I'm with you. I would say pick your best offensive lineman out there. If you could put them on the Texans, that'd be huge. But I'm going to go a little more out of the box and say just clarity, because this has been my message for the last few weeks, really all offseason, is that I still have a lot of questions, or I should say I don't have the answers to the big questions for the Texans. Mm. What I mean is, yeah, we don't know if the offensive line is going to be any better this year.
We don't know.
We hope. We don't know. We don't know if the offensive coordinator is going to be any better. We hope, but he's never called plays. Bobby Slowick, you felt a lot better about Bobby Slowick this time last year.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Coming off of that previous season. Yeah, everybody did.
Then you probably do about Nick Caley right now. You can hope and tell yourself all these things, and, oh, I think it's going to be better. But the way we felt, we thought Slowick was this next offensive genius a year ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, it bottomed out. Same thing. You probably felt better a year ago about the offensive line than maybe even you do now, the way last season ended. And then the wide receiver is the other one for me where I think there's just a wide variation. I think there's a high ceiling and a low floor for the wide receivers. Now, I'm being hopeful. I'm being optimistic. But Christian Kirk has had a series of injuries in recent years. And then your next two receivers are two rookies, and they weren't first-round picks. Now, I like the two
second
picks.
Second and third round, respectively. Yeah.
I have high hopes for them. I think they're going to work out.
I think everybody has high hopes and thinks they could work out. But and even if you get one of the two, really work out,
that's all you need.
That's a win.
If Kirk stays healthy and you get one of those two, that's a really good three wide receiver core. But as we know, draft picks are always 50-50 propositions.
We don't know that they're going to be good.
Right.
We know what we have at the top of the wide receiver depth chart.
Yeah, you got
Nico Collins. We know what we have there. But who's going to take that pressure off him? And then you talk about tight end as well.
Yeah. I know.
It's another issue.
Yeah. George Kittle had some interesting audio earlier this week where he was talking about, if you look at the Super Bowl champs of the last 10, 15 years, they all have a really good tight end.
And
got me thinking, you know, maybe the tight end position has become very undervalued, and the Texans have some questions there too at the tight end position this year.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind of a cop out because it's answering the unanswerable right now. Like, I just need that clarity.
Yeah.
Do we have the right offensive coordinator here? Is this offensive line going to mesh? Are these weapons going to work out? I still just have too many questions to think, this team can go win a Super Bowl. Now, if all those best case scenario, all three of those situations, then absolutely. But who knows? We have to wait till they actually.
But I mean, how often do you get best case scenario?
Yeah, right.
Just how often does that happen? I mean, and to be honest with you, I think some people in this city would still be a little skittish, even if this first year for Nick Caley was a good one, because we saw what 1 year was like for Bobby Slowick, and then we saw what happened.
True. Yeah.
I think some people would still be skittish off of that.
It's fair. Yeah, we crowned Slowick way too soon. I think a play caller is more important than the offensive line at this point. Like, if you put Kevin O'Connell as the offensive coordinator of the Texans, even with this offensive line, I would say, you know what? He's going to get the most out of that offense.
Yeah.
And they might be able to keep up with the Chiefs in a playoff game or the Ravens in a playoff game.
You might be right.
I am that high on Kevin O'Connell, too. But you know, you can mask some of the shortcomings if you're a good enough play caller.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the hope of Nick Caley.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So that's the Texans. Astros. I mean, the Astros are playing great baseball right now. One of the best records in the league. What's the missing piece, though? What do the Astros still need to add or maybe even get back in order to legitimately have a shot to win the World Series this year?
I mean, I think most people would tell you they have the pieces. Most of them are on the IL.
Yeah, right.
Let's just be honest. Now, I do think, one, obviously you got to get, I can say, some of the pitching. You want that back, especially for the playoffs. That's really where it's important, is get that pitching back, starters and bullpen. Whoever's out for the playoffs, right? But I think it's going to be really hard for them to continue what they're doing now, or not even continue what they're doing now, to make that deep run, you know, without their best bat, without Yordan.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to. Now, of course, we keep hearing that he's almost there, but we've been hearing that for a while now, right? And we know how the Astros are. They're not super transparent when it comes to injuries now, but supposedly it sounds like he'll be back soon, but. What is the time frame on soon, though?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Soon could be 2 days. It could be 2 weeks. We don't know. So I think the most important thing is, you know, getting a lot of those guys, especially the pitching, a lot of those pitchers, getting them back in the rotation, back in the bullpen. But definitely when it comes to the offensive side, it's Yordan. It's Yordan. And I would say he's probably the most important at this point.
I'll say in similar fashion, I'll say obviously you need those guys healthy. But I still think you'd need to add a left-handed bat, because I know Yordan is that left-handed bat, but even beyond him, he's really the only one. Caratini's a switch hitter. And then now you bring back John Singleton. I mean, that's how desperate they are. They bring back John Singleton as maybe a left-handed bat. They bring up Taylor Trammell because he's a left-handed bat, can play in the outfield. And I love Taylor. Let me bend over and pick up this name. I got his number in my phone. That's my guy. He's the nicest athlete I think I've ever met. Love Taylor Trammell. Taylor, I love you. I know you're listening. Big fan of the show. But he's not. He's a 4A hitter. Great in the minor leagues. Can never cut it in the big leagues. He's not your answer at the left-handed bat. The Astros, it's a lot easier, especially in the playoffs, when they're throwing different arms and you're putting out a different pitcher every inning. It's a lot easier to solve a lineup when you're all righties and they can play those matchups. The Astros are really good against left-handed pitching this year. They just don't face lefties enough because they're so right-handed dominant and there's not enough lefties in the league. So, obviously, you want Yordan back. You want these pitchers back. Then even beyond that, come trade deadline time.
So, is that the move they're making? Like, do you see them going out and making that move?
Yeah, and I don't know who it is yet because I think we're still too early. We still have five more weeks.
Yeah, we're not quite even in July yet. So.
But we know the need. I think it's a left-handed bat to add a little more.
A little more variety.
Variety is a good word.
Yeah.
To add a little more to that, you could still put Caratini, you get Alvarez, you get a third hitter. Okay, now you have at least three left-handed bats that can do something.
In the lineup,
Joel says, yep, Yordan. That's the missing piece. Todd says, Yordan, Christian Walker, and Yainer Diaz would be nice. Yeah, if all three of those guys could play to the back of their baseball cards, that'd be a big boost
right.
for the offense as well.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.